Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Are you ready?
From the Whiskey 61 Lounge inside the Bank Plus Studio.
You are listening to
Mississippi's number one sports talk show, The Out of Bounds Show with Bo Bounds.
Streaming worldwide live on the Out of Bounds radio app and on your radio
at ESPN 105.9. The Zone.
Oh, good morning. Welcome into the Out of Bounds Show, brought to you by the Golden Moon Casino Sportsbook and Lounge. What a great place to watch the NFL draft with some buddies. Play a little golf, bet 50, play 40, have a bourbon, have a steak, smash some of those wings at Mom and M's, steak at Philip M's, the azaleas in the Oaks. Let's give away four rounds of golf to Dancing Rabbit Golf Club. Let's do that. Let's give away... I know what I want to do. Ole Miss is supposed to have their biggest... Well, they just had their biggest year in the history of their football program. They may match it or exceed it. Especially now with the college football playoff, right? Had we had a college football play expanded, Ole Miss would have been in it. They got a chance to go. All right? So I'd like to hear your prediction on Ole Miss and Mississippi State. I'd like for you to text that to the Ag Up Equipment text line, 601-885-3776, and show us that you are subscribed to one of our platforms. That's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Guys, y'all know the drill by now, because we're going to be giving away stuff left and right. No show gives away what we give away. And we got more coming. Almost should add a room. Let me go look at my pile over there.
Look out.
But I've got four rounds of golf valued at $600 to Dancing Rabbit Golf Club. How do you enter? Text line 601-885-3776. I'd like an Ole Miss prediction and Mississippi State prediction on the gridiron. Ooh. Send it to the Ag Up Equipment text line 601-885-3776. We are ESPN 105.9 The Zone. We're streaming live on thezone1059.com, and you can bet 50, play 40 up there this week and watch the NFL draft. Okay. I got four rounds of golf to Dancing Rabbit Golf Club. That's how you enter, and you could win. $600 value. If I find a hotel room over there, gift certificate, then we'll throw that in. You can either go for the draft or for the NBA playoffs or for a guy's trip. You know, 24 hours, steaks, golf, sports book, all that. The show is brought to you by the Steaks and Bourbon at Kessler Prime and the Renaissance. KesslerPrime.com to make a reservation. New York strip, rare. Ribeye, medium rare. Filet, maybe medium rare plus. Just depends on who you are and what you do, how you like it. Side of either jumbo fried shrimp, bacon wrap shrimp, or scallops. KesslerPrime.com to make a reservation. I'm your host, Bo Bounds. And again, the text line to win four rounds of golf to Dancing Rabbit Golf Club is 601-885-3776. Go ahead and subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Search Out of Bounds with Bo Bounds, or go to our YouTube channel and search Out of Bounds Sports. This certificate entitles you and three guests to one round of golf to Dancing Rabbit Golf Club. I ran into a friend yesterday downstairs. He had just gotten back from playing the Azaleas. He was getting an order at Beagle Bagel.
The Azaleas.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it the other day. We stayed there, or we did a show there, I believe.
Yeah, we did a show from the clubhouse.
For the clubhouse.
Yeah.
Which was...
It's okay. Really cool.
It was so cool.
Yeah.
Okay, I was
we've done a show. You've done a show from the clubhouse and from the sports book.
Yes,
I've done many a shows from there.
Yes.
It's fun. I like both. I like when we, you know, I'll lobby the team all the time as to where I want to go. They make the call.
Yeah.
But on Friday we'll be at the sports book because they'll have 35 TVs going on who was drafted in the first round, which will be kind of cool.
Oh yeah. That's gonna be good. Yeah, that's gonna be tight. That's going to be pretty cool.
Jackson Meadows with me. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out who my favorite player is going in the, you know, as far as the first round guy. I think it's Brock Bowers out of Georgia. I like J.J. McCarthy. I like Bo Nix. You can't help but like Marvin Harrison Jr.
Right.
I know Malik Nabers is an absolute dude. I got to see him absolutely abuse Mississippi State last year. He abused almost everybody.
Right.
I don't know enough about Drake May. I saw Jaden Daniels play. I saw Caleb Williams play. Who else here? Dallas Turner's the edge from Alabama, but people want to talk about offensive players.
What are we looking at criteria wise? Are we just talking about favorite in general?
Yeah, just favorite guys. I liked J.J. McCarthy, I guess, because, you know, it took Michigan so long to get over the hump with Ohio State, and I actually liked Harbaugh where a lot of people disliked him.
Right.
I like that he's quirky, unique, weird, really doesn't give a damn. Tosses conventional wisdom to the side. So, let's see. I see these Penn State players that are supposed to go in the first round. They didn't play against Ole Miss. Kool-Aid McKinstry. From Alabama corner, but, you know, people don't really stare at corners and safeties. They watch quarterbacks and running backs and wide receivers, which makes sense. Bo Nix is fascinating to me because we watched him play at Auburn, and then he didn't allow adversity and criticism. What happened at Auburn was not close to all his fault. He was thrown in day one, played too early. For whatever reason, Gus Malzahn had kind of lost his way at that time because Gus is a really talented coach. And rebounds and goes to Oregon and has a remarkable career at Oregon. And now is going to, I don't know what he'll do in the NFL, but he's about to make a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
And so he's intriguing to me. And I agree with Lugan Bill, and I've said this. Bo Nix and J.J. McCarthy are more athletic than people give them. What in the world is Michael Penix Jr. going to be? Man. You know, he's been hurt, but he had a great year for Washington. you know, his vision, accuracy, and arm strength is ridiculous. But, and that doesn't mean that he can't stay healthy, and it doesn't mean that he, you know, we just don't know with these guys. But he's talented. He seems to be a little bit further down the board. So,
helmet though, man.
Yeah, no, and his deep ball is amazing. It really is.
So pretty.
He threw beautiful touch pass after beautiful touch pass. And I know his wide receivers are ballers, but he really let it rip. Yeah, and he had a great year. We don't watch much West Coast football, but Washington and Oregon made us watch West Coast and Deion. And what Oregon did to Colorado last year was just criminal. But, you know, and that Dan Lanning pregame speech was epic. You know, I think Deion ripped off 4 in a row.
He did.
And then, man, they ran into an absolute buzzsaw. And I don't remember if it was Oregon first, but I think it was. But, you know, Dan Lanning and Oregon had a wonderful year. And DeBoer and Washington had an unbelievable year. Now, crazy, DeBoer's at Alabama.
What?
And Bartu had called it 18 months before. He was like, let me tell you who's going to replace Nick Saban.
That's crazy.
And, you know, I always love messing with him off the air. I'm like, you don't know anything. And I'll tell him, you know, because all he does is just spit out crazy, crazy pills and crazy numbers. Right. And, you know, he talks 190 miles per hour. And when I answer the phone, he just starts straight into a topic. And I just told him, I said, you don't know anything.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, he said, it's going to be either DeBoer or Brohm that will be hired at the University of Alabama. Of course, I'm messing with him. I don't care. It's good. It's going to be news for us to cover it either way. And he goes, and then as the season started to unfold in October, he was like, DeBoer's going to go to Bama. And I was like, no, he's not. And
he did it for real.
Yeah, he did. And he actually said it on the show, too. No. So it's on, I don't know where, because we do 9,000 shows, but it's on Apple Podcasts or Spotify on our podcast somewhere. Hey, the text line, jump in and enter. Try to win 4 rounds of golf to Dancing Rabbit Golf Club. The text line, 601-885-3776, is driven by your next John Deere tractor from Ag Up Equipment in Cantner Pearl. Two on this week. Mike Dettillier's next. Jackson will go all NFL draft with him. He's been doing the NFL draft for 35 years, so that'll be great. Yeah, 35 years.
35.
I mean, he started covering the Saints in the 80s, which, I mean, wasn't he fun? I mean, the late 80s got a little better, okay? With the linebackers. You know, Pat Swilling and
Ricky.
Yeah, who we've had both of them on.
Yes.
Which I never thought that I would have both of those guys on, but, it got a little bit better, you know, they were, anyway, Dettillier's been covering the Saints since the 80s and
so he's literally been covering the draft longer than
you've been alive.
Than I've been alive.
That's right. That's right.
Jeez.
Probably how about that?
I mean, you know, I've got a lot of knowledge.
You do have a lot of knowledge.
Big old.
And you're an NFL draft guru.
I mean, insider guru.
Yeah.
You name it.
Because Bartu hates when I say that.
I love it. That's all I'm going to refer to him now. Like, that's it.
He, you know, he's so funny. He's like, nobody's an insider. Nobody knows anything. I go, well, do you? He goes, I mean, we try to, you know, we take numbers and we try to find behavioral trends. I go, I got it. He said at least we do that, and I go, I know, and the numbers are very, very accurate. Not always,
right,
but very, very accurate.
Still an insider.
Yeah, I know. Well, when I have him on this week, I'm gonna call him an NFL draft insider.
Yes.
And he's funny because he doesn't watch college football. I mean, he'll watch the end of games. Okay. Now, but man, NFL, it's just funny. It's hard for us to wrap our brain around here, you know, because we're so college driven, but the NFL is so, you know, so much bigger, so many more people watch it. But man, I'll call Bartu on a Sunday and he's watching it. You know, he is.
He's dialed in.
Yeah.
Really?
And if he's going to gamble, he's going to gamble in the NFL. I think he may even do fantasy football, but I don't.
Really?
I don't know, though. I may be going a little overboard there.
That
just goes to show you, you know, West Coast, East Coast, I mean, they're watching NFL. They're not watching as much college football. They're watching the NFL. I mean, that's why they get the ratings they get, as we all know. The top 50 shows in America most every year, NFL games.
Oh, yeah, they are. Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Oh, man. How many of them are, if you got 50, what are they, 30 of them in NFL games? Probably more?
No, more than that. It's usually like 48 of 50.
Okay, that's what.
Or 49 of 50. There's maybe a show here or there. I don't watch network TV. I haven't in 20 years. I don't know what's on it, you know, 7, 8, 9. Now, I watch a ton of, as you know, I watch a ton of sports. Yeah. And, you know, love football and I watched a lot of SEC basketball this year. That was a lot of fun. And, you know, baseball's getting heated up. We'll see what shakes out here the next few weeks. I guess I somewhat can't believe I watched a doubleheader on Sunday. Or maybe I can. I mean, you would never do that, which is okay. But I watched, you know, Mississippi State and Auburn on Sunday play a doubleheader. It was nice. My house was quiet. Wendy was back in the back with the dog. They were chilling out. And I went out into the man cave and lit a cigar from Havana Smoke Shop and poured a Stella Artois. And just I took my long walk out in the woods and talked to myself for a while. And it was good.
So
very, very, you know, now that I've got MS Smart Homes has done I got two TVs. I got surround sound.
Interconnectivity.
It's awesome.
That's nice.
So, it's awesome.
I mean, are you dialed in? Like, did you have your store, you know, your little scoreboard?
No, I wasn't writing down stuff.
Okay. All right.
I wasn't.
Okay.
I wasn't.
I had to ask.
I mean, I'll let other people like, and there's nothing wrong with this. I'll let other people do podcasts that literally break down that game.
Yeah, it's a lot.
You know, it's just not what I want to do. No. I like what we do on our show. I mean, did I watch it? Did I watch Sanjo play well? Yeah. Connor Hysack play well? Yeah. Kohler ripped a critical base hit, but no, I'm not into that. But again, everybody's got their own thing, and that's, if you want to break down those games, I think that's great too. Speaking of the NFL draft, your teams, your Saints and your Cowboys and your Dolphins and your, Titans. Among other teams. Maybe Falcons. There's even some Dirty Bird fans here that Saints fans don't like.
Yeah.
Your team is trying to upgrade their roster Thursday, Friday, Saturday, right? And some teams will nail it, and some teams are going to miss because it's really hard. Well, if you're trying to do that for your business, you want to go with Kinetic Staffing. So if you're trying to recruit your next technology manager or executive, right, or attorney for your firm that specializes in X, Kinetic Staffing, or your next CPA or accountant, or COO or CFO, kineticstaffing.com. They've done this all over the country. Assembling the right team is everything. The industries they serve, legal, accounting, executive management, technology, project staffing, powered by kineticstaffing.com. Alan Lang and Kinetic Staffing. We'll get the right people on the field for you. So we're giving away 4 rounds of golf to Dancing Rabbit Golf Club. I'd like for you to give me your prediction for Ole Miss and Mississippi State on the gridiron this fall. Ole Miss is rolling. Mississippi State's in, I don't think it's a massive rebuild, but it is a rebuild. And
yes.
But Lebby's got some mojo and some stuff to him. Haven't had this in a while.
Is it a rebuild or a restart?
Both.
Okay.
Both. And then Ole Miss has had continuity. They've had the best coach. He's the best coach they've ever had. And he's going on year 5, which in this environment, in modern sports, is unheard of. This is a long time. So you are loving that. And he has turned into a top 10 college football coach in the country.
Yes.
Now, he may not be top 5. Some Ole Miss fans will think he is, and you should.
Yeah.
But he's a top 10 college football coach. He's gone from kind of spoiled frat brat and got fired on the tarmac and got fired at the Raiders and this and that and rehab and had to go to G5 in Florida Atlantic to taking Ole Miss to heights that they've never been. So what is your prediction for Ole Miss and Hail State football? Text us on the Ag Up Equipment text line, 601-885-3776. That's how you enter. You could win four rounds of golf I've got right here.
That's partying.
Four rounds of golf to Dancing Rabbit Golf Club. That's how you enter. Plus, show us that you're subscribed to either Apple Podcast or Spotify. Search Out of Bounds with Bo Bounds or our YouTube channel, which we're about to fire up for Mike Dettillier. Search Out of Bounds Sports. Boom. But you want to go ahead and subscribe to one of those three because we're always going to ask you to screenshot and text us whatever we're asking, plus that you're subscribed to either Apple Podcast or Spotify. Like Chris Lamona's interview is on there. Keith Carter interview from a couple of weeks ago is on there. My rant that got smoked last week on why I believe Ole Miss and Mississippi State are going to strongly consider keeping Bianco and Lamonis because of the financials. That was the SEC insider hit from like last Tuesday where I went into kind of the, you know, a deep dive into the money.
It was a heater.
Hey, speaking of a heater, the honey butter chicken biscuit from Burgers, Blues, and Barbecue. You had it for the first time yesterday.
Heater. I mean, that thing was a... Let me start with the hash browns, though.
Okay.
The hash browns were, I waffled on them.
Right.
And they were forced upon me.
Right.
And I couldn't have been more happy.
Love it?
I couldn't have been happier. How about that? Yeah, they were actually phenomenal hash browns. But this biscuit, it's like the bread was like soaked. I mean, it was like infused with the honey butter. This wasn't honey butter dripping down, you know, just falling all over my shirt, which is what usually happens.
Right.
This was astounding. It's top notch.
So the hash browns are amazing and the honey butter chicken biscuit from Burgers, Blues, and Barbecue.
It took about, lasted about 4 minutes. Yeah, 3 minutes, 3.5.
Okay.
Smash that right on through.
Mike Dettillier on the NFL draft coming up next on the Farm Bureau Insurance Guest Line. Welcome in. I think we will. Let's continue to do the show. Okay, I'm in. The show is brought to you by the Keg House, and it's one of my favorite spots. The Keg House is a craft beer bar. So they have Key City. They have Ghost River. They have Chandelier, Southern Prohibition. They've got Stella's and Michelob Ultras, but 41 beers on tap. Unbelievable food. I've told you about the gumbo and the muffalettas and the nachos and all kinds of fun stuff. And the Keg House is open on Highway 51 by Casadoras in Ridgeland. The Keg House. You're talking about a great place to watch the NFL draft Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. The Keg House in Ridgeland. And yes, they have plenty of Key City beer, including Mississippi Queen Blonde Ale. Mississippi Queen. Key City Death on Two Legs. It's pretty awesome. And Ghost River Gold, which kind of look. Oh, they've got the Who Dat beer, too. Uh-oh. Urban South out of New Orleans slings that. They've got the Who Dat beer, so that you Saints fans that either want to celebrate or drink in your misery because of kind of running back Dennis Allen and so on.
Whoa.
But either way, Urban South has a Who Dat beer. So that's all at the Keg House, Highway 51 in Ridgeland. By the way, we will be doing a remote from Key City Brewery in Vicksburg and a remote from the Keg House in the next month. I'm excited about that. The show is going on the road. We welcome in our friend, NFL Draft Insider, Saints, Tigers, you name it, Mike Dettillier, WWL Radio TV New Orleans. And he joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. Mike D, we've had some unbelievable wide receiving prospects the last 4 to 6 years. And we've never had more because teams are throwing it from junior high all the way up to the NFL. Where does Marvin Harrison Jr. out of Ohio State, where does he rank up there with some of the better prospects that have come out of the draft the last 5 or so years, Mike D?
Yeah, he's in the upper tier. And getting to your point on the receivers, 7-on-7 changed everything in this world. Because of the fact, at one time, 7-on-7 really was more of a Texas, California, West Coast deal. Now it's all across the United States where all these 7-on-7 camps have hit, and it's the new glamour position at wide receiver. But Marvin is in the upper tier of those receivers. He's a big receiver, got great hands, catches the ball well in space. He will fight for a contested catch. He's got some scoot after the reception also. He's certainly not built like his dad by any stretch of the imagination. His dad was a great route runner, but he was a really kind of a rail-thin receiver who just kind of lulled you to sleep with his movement skills, his ability to so quickly get into and out of a cut and a break. And then he rarely dropped a pass. The son is really more built along the lines of Larry Fitzgerald.
Woo!
Coming out of the University of Pittsburgh. Very similar. They have similar builds to them coming out. And I think he's a little faster than what Fitzgerald was coming out of college. So he's a extremely intelligent young man who understands this game at another level. Since he's been old enough to learn how to catch a football, he's done it. And so he's got that genetics him about football and how to play this game at the highest level. He's a tremendous prospect. How he's handled the offseason, you know, some people have questioned it, but whatever. I just know this. On the football field, he is difficult to kind of one-on-one. He really is. And he's got some sneakiness in him as a setup guy to get separation downfield. Not a lot of guys have that type of talent. He does.
Mike D'Attelier talking NFL draft this Thursday night. I cannot wait. Cannot wait. We'll be live from the Golden Moon Casino Sportsbook and Lounge on Friday. Marvin Harrison Jr. is a dude. And if Mike D says Larry Fitzgerald, holy smokes. First, that's one of my favorite players ever. Two, if he doesn't play at a team that nobody really cares about. Now, he did make that Super Bowl with the Steelers, and that was unbelievable. I thought they were going to win it. Pittsburgh marches down late and wins it. But if he plays for Dallas, New York, the Saints when Sean was there, and some of these big market Pittsburgh, some of these big market teams, then you really understand how damn good Larry Fitzgerald was and a great person too. But that comp, Marvin Harrison Jr. out of Ohio State with Larry Fitzgerald out of Pitt via Arizona. Goodness gracious. Hello. So where do you see Marvin Harrison Jr. going Thursday night, Mike D?
I think Arizona is, if they keep that pick, is a likely target spot for Marvin. Excuse me. The other spot, too, and even though he's talked about offensive line, would be the Chargers, because Harbaugh's had to play against him. He knows one thing. That guy can play. And he has always talked about, I think you build up front along your offensive line, and you try to build that first. But there aren't a lot of Marvin Harrison Jr.'s out there. So I don't think he gets out of that neighborhood.
He's okay.
The fourth, fifth spot. Now, there's going to be a trade somewhere, either at 4 or 5, in my opinion, for J.J. McCarthy. So it's a likely spot, but I think non-quarterback, he's going to be the first guy off the board.
Wow.
And so I think Arizona, I've heard the Bears have had some indications that they wouldn't mind trying to trade up to try to get, you know, Harrison also to team him up with Caleb Williams. So I think either the four spot or the five spot is where you're looking at with Marvin Harrison Jr.
Ooh, Marvin Harrison Jr. Mike D gives him a Larry Fitzgerald comp, and he may play where Fitzgerald played. Now, this franchise seems to maybe be getting their act back together, but we'll see. All right, so Mike D, what do you? We've got the Bears with. You can agree or disagree. I'm going to run through this real quick. The Bears with Caleb Williams, and then Washington with Jaden Daniels or Drake.
I've always felt it would be Jaden. I think the difference between the two of them, and I think it's noticeable, who takes the most sacks? Drake May. And a lot of times he takes – listen, you're going to get sacked. That's just part of the world, the NFL or college football, whatever. But he takes some unnecessary sacks. One thing with Daniels, it's a rarity that he gets sacked. You want to drive a quarterback, a coach crazy? Get sacked on second and six, and now you're third and 14 or third and 18, and try to convert that. That's what drives the coach. Man, that used to drive Sean crazy. Listen, that's number one on the list. He never really had to worry about that much with Drew.
Right.
Drew was great about avoiding the sack. He'd either throw the ball away or he'd get a completion or whatever. But afterwards, it drove him up the wall. And I do think that you see that in coaches today. Man, you can't take that unnecessary sack. And I see it in Drake sometimes. He's trying to buy time, and then he gets sacked. You can't do that in the NFL. You got to process it a little bit quicker. And I give Jaden a lot of credit here. I think he's gotten much better with the process part of going downfield and finding that secondary or third receiver. And if not, takes off running with it.
Okay. All right, so Jaden at two. What Mike Natilier, NFL Insider, WWL Radio TV New Orleans. We're talking NFL draft. I can't wait until Thursday night. We'll be at the Golden Moon Casino Sportsbook and Lounge on Friday, recapping round one, and then, of course, getting ready for two and three on Friday afternoon night. And Mike D on the Out of Bounds show brought to you by Stella Artois. What are the New England Patriots going to do at number three, Mike? Hold or bail out and grab a pick or two?
I think they're going to keep that pick, and they're going to pick Drake May from North Carolina.
Okay.
The one thing I think with a talented young quarterback, it sort of puts the jumper cables on the battery. It resuscitates your football team, gives you some hope. And I think that, you know, ever since Brady left, this football team has been in a deep free fall with that, with a fan base that's used to winning. And I'm not talking about 9 wins in a season. I'm talking about they used to getting into the playoffs and playing for something late. That's not happening anytime soon. But I do believe that the ability to get a young quarterback is paramount for them, and I think they're going to go with Drake May. I think the draft really starts at four. And exactly what happens with the Cardinals, who are they're open for business. If somebody wants to move up there to assure themselves of J.J. McCarthy, he barely made my top 20. But the need and want for a quarterback is so much that McCarthy's going to get pushed to either the 4 to 5 spot in his draft class. It is what it is. You can like it, dislike it, disagree, agree, whatever. But it is part of the football world. There is no gray area at quarterback. Either you got one or you're looking for one.
Right. Okay, so things could get wild. Mike Dettillier, NFL insider, NFL draft insider. Things could start to get real weird 4 through 11. All right, and 4 starts with the Arizona Cardinals, which Mike just talked about. 5 is the L.A. Chargers with Harbaugh, and he brought in one of the Ravens, dude. Not surprising, okay? Or they did, because we know how well Ozzie and John Harbaugh and Biscotti have run that organization for 25 years, one of the best-run organizations in all of football. And then it gets to the Giants. So let me ask you this, Mike D. If the Chargers hold at 5, and here Harbaugh is, he loves to build in the line of scrimmage, but you just mentioned losing their 2 best receivers in the offseason. So
you're right.
What if they hold, what direction do they do, Mike D? What direction do they go?
If it goes 4 straight quarterbacks, I think he goes Marvin Harrison Jr. I'm about to play against him every year. He's a pain in the yachtabay. I got to do something here, and I got to start young quarterback. And even though my instincts have always been to build up front, I've got a left tackle already on my team. Joe Alt would make a lot of sense there, but Joe's played on the left. And so I'm going to go Marvin Harrison Jr. here. I just think I've had to play against him. I know how talented he is. He can put the ball in the end zone, move the chains for me. And so I play to the strength of my quarterback in Justin Herbert. Now get me another big receiver in Marvin Harrison.
My goodness. If Marvin Harrison Jr. is still on the board for Harbaugh and the Chargers at 5 and putting him in with Justin Herbert, whoa. Because as Mike D said, this guy's ready made. He's ready to roll game 1. As an impact player, and that's what we've got this year, and that's what's been happening, as Mike D referenced, the last several years because of all this 7-on-7 and every level throwing more. We've got wide receivers who step on the field. They're ready to roll. He sees them at LSU all the time, which takes me to Malik Nabers. So as we're working through the draft and we've got these quarterbacks ripping off the board and Marvin Harrison Jr. is going early. I got to see Malik Nabers absolutely abuse Mississippi State, but we also watched him on TV. The young man's phenomenal. Where do you see him going, Mike D, out of LSU?
Giants have had a tendency to go for LSU receivers, and I wouldn't be surprised he ends up in New York with the Giants. They need something there, whoever's going to play quarterback. And I wouldn't be surprised the Giants are one of these teams, once they make this pick, to come back around late in round 1 and try to make a deal to get back up into the first round to pick Bo Nix, the quarterback from Oregon.
Ooh.
They have a couple second-round picks, and they have some ammunition to do so. But I see the Giants going for Malik Nabers here from LSU.
Okay.
I think it makes all the sense in the world for them. Name me 2 receivers on the Giants teams today.
I can't.
So that tells you that just how quickly things have turned on them. They need a playmaker. I don't care if it's Daniel Jones or whoever's that quarterback. They need some people that can catch the football and get up the field. And, man, Malik can do that really, really well.
Mike Dettillier.
I think it sets up the first lineman to get picked.
Okay.
By the Tennessee Titans, who have a desperate need for offensive line help. If you believe in Will Levis, like apparently they do, you got to protect him. And somebody sent me this yesterday. I had not seen it in a long time. What's the show? I'm getting a little older in this business. My breakdown of Joe Alt's dad, John Alt, in my first draft book, 1984.
Are you serious, Mike D?
Yeah, I'm serious. I got it sent to me yesterday. I had not seen it in got to be years since I took a look at it. I have a couple copies here of my first one. And somebody sent me the breakdown of Joe Alt's dad that I had, John Alt, who ended up being a first-round pick. He was at Iowa, and he goes to the Kansas City Chiefs. So, yeah. Archie told me, Mike, when they start sending you deals of the grandpa, then you know you're really old.
WWL Radio TV New Orleans. He is Mike D. Mike Dettillier talking NFL draft. It's going to be exciting on Thursday night. We'll see where his guy Malik Nabers goes. And then also Marvin Harrison Jr., two super talented wide receivers. We'll see what the run of quarterbacks looks like. He mentioned Joe Alt, tackle out of Notre Dame. Just super talented players left and right. But the depth at wide receiver in this draft. All right, let's ask Mike D this. Mike, how would you describe the depth at wide receiver in this draft?
It's maybe the second best draft class of receivers I've seen from a depth standpoint. Talent, every year now, they're going to have these type guys coming out. Maybe not as many as this year. But this one would certainly rank in the top three as far as talent is concerned. Depth, it's almost Mount Everest. I mean, they got a ton of them. I think you'll see probably six going round one at least, and probably another seven to eight going the second round. Out of my top 60, 14 are wide receivers.
God.
That's a chunk of a draft class coming out of one position. But again, Bo, it's what you are seeing today. Being involved in all these camps down here, Pete Jenkins had a line about, Mike, if we put them all in like big Greyhound buses, and each position, one Greyhound bus wouldn't fill all the receivers. All these guys want to play wide out today.
Yeah.
They don't want to play running back. A few want to play corner, but, they don't want to play running back anymore. It's the wide receiver spot. And so many of the bigger guys that in the past would have played outside linebacker or defensive end. And when you talk to I want to play tight end. No, sir. I don't want to play defensive end, outside linebacker. I want to play tight end or a big receiver.
Wow.
You see the sea change. I saw it. I wrote an article about, I think, 6 years ago. I could see it with the numbers that were getting in. All these big, tall guys that I played on defense in the past, they're not playing there anymore. And they're outright telling you that, they either want to play wide receiver or defensive end. And then, every draft class since then, you've seen all these receivers come out. And many of them years ago would have played running back. You look at how Malik is built. He's really built like a running back. He's not built like a wideout today. But it is, I think, the sea change you're seeing across high school football, college football, and now it is dumping into the NFL. All these wide receivers. And it makes cover cornerbacks such a valuable
premium
position. Yeah. Okay, because all these guys, who am I going to get to cover? I got to match up. And I think the one position, and this was probably back COVID year, and Coach O and I, we had a long talk about it. I said, you'll find another quarterback here, big-time quarterback, long before you find another top defensive lineman. I mean, there aren't a lot of those guys out there. So that's what makes people like a Dallas Turner, a Byron Murphy from Texas, who's a smaller defensive tackle, but I think a really good one. Jared Verse, Liatu Latu from UCLA. Such a valuable piece because you're not finding them in any type of numbers. And so if it's Quinyon Mitchell, Terrion Arnold, you name them at the cornerback spot, they get pushed up too, because you can't find the pass rushers anymore, and you got to match up in the NFL. And sometimes in matching up, you find out that corner, can he mentally be tough?
Right.
That's the one thing that I want to find out about a corner. Because most of his life, he's never been challenged. He's going to be challenged in the NFL. Ed Reed told me that. Man, they break you down mentally, and then they go after you physically. But that's what they're going to do. They're going to try to break you mentally, and then you start making mistakes. You have not faced these type wideouts week in, week out. Now, you're starting to see it more at the college level, that you are facing pretty good receivers almost on a weekly basis. But it's, man, it's a massive sea change across the football world.
Well, that was fun. NFL draft hit with Mike D'Attelier. Thanks, Mike D. Appreciate you.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
This is ESPN 105.9 The Zone. On the other side, we'll tell you how you could enter to win four rounds of golf from Dancing Rabbit Golf Club. This is the Out of Bounds Show.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit GCU.edu.